Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, live and feeder futures should open moderately higher today, supported by late week short covering and the tall premium status of Thursday's country market. Hog contracts likely to open on a firm basis, girded by this week's pattern of greater packer spending. Now, cattle buyers launched another aggressive spending spree yesterday, chasing ready numbers in order to fund large beef orders in the weeks just before Memorial Day. Live sales in the South range from 132 to 134, 5 to 7 higher than last week. Dress deals in Nebraska and Iowa were 207 to 210, mostly about 210. Trade volume was moderate to fairly active in most areas, and that probably means cash business is done for the week, except for some cleanup action with prices near the top of yesterday's range. Now look for cash hog trade to keep rolling higher today. Opening bids should be firm to a dollar higher as market hog numbers slowly continue to tighten and processing margins remain promising. Hog futures are likely to also open moderately higher thanks to pre-weekend short covering and recent cash strength. Now, the corn futures closed higher yesterday as rain in the Midwest this week and forecast for more next week has raised talk acres may be switched to soybeans, which have a larger planting window. That thinking plus disappointing weekly export sales likely weighed on soybeans, which finished lower yesterday. The wheat futures did finish higher yesterday after export sales for old and new crop supplies topped forecasts. The bullish exports helped Kansas City's hard red winter wheat rebound from Wednesday's contract lows. Again, winter wheat markets posted modest gains yesterday following better than expected export sales for both old and new crop supplies. The export supported markets that have been under some pressure from improved conditions in winter wheat and a harvest that will start in a few weeks. The corn posted double-digit gains yesterday in a number of months, including new crop December, as the wet forecast for the Midwest raised the prospect that not all of USDA's expected 93.6 million acres will be planted. I got a complete check of all your futures coming up in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, checking out our future here today. Live cattle futures at the close. Well, June live cattle was down 25 cents, 122.57. The August was down 42 cents yesterday at 118.90. May feeder cattle down 117 at 147.82. August down 202 yesterday at 147.25. June hogs up 17 cents at 83 even. And the July was up about a nickel at 83.25. On the grains at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat was up 7.5 for July, 449 and three quarters. September was up 6 3/4 yesterday at 466.5. July wheat was up 9 cents, 468. September up 8.5, 477 3/4. July corn at the close was up 11.5 cents at 389. September up 11.5 at 391 3/4. July soybeans down 6 1/4 at 1072. August was down 6 1/4 at 1074. On the cotton futures, July cotton down 17, 60.56. October down 30, 60.77. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.